I greet you in Jesus' precious name. It is Tuesday morning, the 15th of April, 2025, and this is your friend, Angus Buchan, with a thought for the day. We go straight to the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2, verse 25. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And this man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. You don't hear much about Simeon, do you? No, he's one of the ordinary people. There are millions of ordinary people in the world. He was not a high priest. He was not one of the inner circle. No, but I tell you one thing, he saw and recognized Jesus before any of the high priests or Pharisees did. And the Lord showed him, and he said, Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace. You'll see that in verse 29, when he recognized the baby Jesus brought to the temple. We need to understand something. It's not about education, and there's nothing wrong with that, by the way. It's a relationship with the Lord. I had a man working on our farm. You've probably seen him in the movie Faith Like Potatoes. Yes, his name is Simeon. Simeon is illiterate. Can't read, he can't write. But I want to tell you, he became one of my best friends when I was a young farmer. And some of the holiest times we used to have together was in the workshop early in the morning before the staff arrived. When I used to travel a lot and Jill was on the farm with the children and they were young, I would call him in and we'd sit together and I'd say, please look after the family until I get back. And he would say to me, don't worry, I will look after them. And he did. Jill said to me often in the middle of the night, she would hear him walking around, just checking that everything was okay. And he was the one man that when he laid his hand on my head and prayed for me, he made me cry. I don't know why. Yes. Like Simeon of the Bible, let us not judge a book by its cover. Let us be very slow to judge people. Because I want to tell you, I've seen so many godly men in my life who don't hold any public office, but they have seen Jesus. Have a wonderful day. God bless you and goodbye.